Yeah, I think we talked last time about getting in some more activation encounter stuff off the bat this week. I'd still love to do that.
Yeah, sure.
And I think Monique is going to join us here in just a few minutes.
Okay, so she's feeling better? She wasn't feeling well last time.
Yeah, better than last time. We both had some virus stuff going on last call, and this time, yeah, better. Still some ups and downs, but better.
Yeah.
So she'll probably join off screen again, but she'll be here.
Okay, fair enough. All right, okay. Well, I yesterday with the group yesterday, I think I sort of, yeah, we just went off into an engagement and saw where it went, really. So, I mean, I would like to help people engage in the whole relationship pathway as a sort of foundation, because that gives you access to the throne of grace and the tree of life and certain things in the realms of heaven, which are the source that really fuel things then when we sort of go into the sort of judicial side of heaven. So if you're okay with that, then we can sort of just look to engage around that if you want.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Okie dokie. Right. Well, I encourage you then just to basically close your eyes and just begin to just relax and to think about fixing your eyes on Jesus and thinking about, the realm of your spirit. And particularly, we're going to look at the whole first love gateway and in Revelation 3:20, it's like, Jesus is knocking on the door and we can reach out and open that door and invite the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit to just come around us. So I just encourage you just to picture that door and just begin to open it and just allow God's presence just to come around you and envelop you with a sense of love and just feel his heart for you. Just allow him there to communicate his heart to you. Love, affirmation, just the joy and the peace it is to be near to him, as he would just draw you deeper and deeper into who he is as he comes around you that way. What flows out also from the gateway of first love is the river of life. And we can drink from the water, the living water. And it's encouraging you just to drink from that water, just to take that living water, allow it to just flow into your very being. I feel just Jesus would want to just take you by the hand, and he would want to take you to one of the gateways of your spirit. He would take you to the revelation gate. And as you can open that gateway for him, he would stand with you in the gateway of revelation. And you can, if you can see it, then you can look at it or feel the impressions of what that gateway is like. And just allow him to share with you the revelation of that gateway. And just allow his presence to come in and surrender that gateway to his lordship. Just allow the river of life to flow through it. Again, just allow Jesus to take you by the hand, and he's going to take you to the garden of your heart. And just sense the freedom and the joy of being with him within the garden of your heart, and that he would encourage you just to lie down in the green pasture that's beside the quiet waters and just sit at his feet and just share something of the intimate things of your heart with him, and just listen to him as he shares with you. And he's set a table, picnic tablecloth in front of you there, just like in Psalm 23. He set a table before you, and on it, I feel there's colors and there's frequencies and sounds that you can receive into yourself that will have a significance later on. Again, just allow Jesus to take you by the hand. He's going to take you through into another dimension of your heart. You're going to go through into the dance floor. And on the dance floor of intimacy, just the light and the frequency of the DNA of God begins to dance around you. You just sense the energy and the light as it dances around you, as it connects up from the realms of heaven. And there's 9 strands of DNA that represent 3 from the Father and 3 from the Son and 3 from the Spirit that are around you, engaging with your 3 strands of DNA and the light that you contain within you. Just allow the revelation to transform you. Let every fiber of your being just feel who he is, as he would reveal himself to you, as that revelation would be programmed within your DNA to begin to transform you. Just allow the light to dance around you. Just let it be absorbed. It's like your whole being is absorbing the light of God. It's exciting and energizing. The very smallest fragments of your being and the grace, the frequency vibrating within the space within your whole being is just energized from the life which is coming out of the realm of heaven and engaging you. You just sense the explosion that's coming out of you of light. This revelation is concealed within the fabric of your being to be released, and it will begin to draw you. Now Jesus again will just take you through into the soaking room. And just allow the fragrances and the frequencies and the oils of heaven just to come around you. Just aligning you and your body into wholeness. The frequency of each of the organs of your body just coming back into alignment with heaven, coming back into wholeness. Just rest and allow him to anoint you with the fragrant oils of heaven, the oil of joy and gladness, the oil that flows out of his presence. As you begin to resonate with the music of heaven, the sounds that's flowing out of his heart, just bringing you back into connection with your destiny. Thank you. And Jesus, again, he just takes you by the hand. And leads you back to the garden, to the river of life that's flowing there. But he sits on the bank of the river with you and just encourages you to get in that river. As you go into the river, just feel the life that's coming out of heaven, the energy, the source of life that's flowing into you. You have no resistance. It flows through you. But you can go under that river. You can breathe the very life of God. Jesus wants you to go with him now, following that river back into the realm of heaven. You can go through the dimensions of the realm of heaven. Back into the river of life. I just want to encourage you just to breathe the atmosphere of heaven. Just sense the freedom, the just crystal clear nature of the atmosphere that you breathe in life, glory, and just see the river of life there, just shimmering with life. And again, you can get into that river, just look and see if you can see, perceive what's on the bottom. There may be things there for you to take, to receive. I just want you to look, and over to the right, there's a waterfall that's flowing down and cascading down. And just think about that waterfall as we're going to go under the water. It's coming out of heaven. Just allow that water, deep calling out to deep, that water just coming down, cascading down. Feel the life and the energy, and feel it calling to you, calling to your spirit. All the frequencies and sounds just cascading down around you, over you. Now we're just going to go up that waterfall. And as you just float up, come to the top and see the river. And on the side of the river, there's a path, and you can get out and just walk along the path and just sense the flowers and the trees and the life that's coming. The emotions and the atmosphere, even the path is alive, and each step you take is living and it's active. We're just going to walk along and follow that pathway. Just sense the atmosphere, just the peace, the sounds of heaven around you. Now up in the distance, there's a bridge. And Jesus is standing on the bridge. He's there to welcome you. And as you approach him, just look into his eyes and see the joy, the pleasure that he feels in welcoming you here. And just before you cross that bridge, he would encourage you just to cast all your cares, all your burdens, any weight of responsibility for anything in your life right now, just cast it onto him. Just like taking off a heavy burden and handing it over to him, and he just smiles and rejoices as you feel light. And as you walk across the bridge, you can enter into the garden of the Father, where you can just be, where there is perfect rest and peace, that he would invite you to come to him as Father. And just allow every fiber of your being to rest. Connect up with him in all of creation. Just interact with him. Over to the right, there's a waterfall just coming down into a deep blue pool. And you can go to that pool and you can just dive into the pool and just swim down to the bottom of that pool. This pool contains revelation of the thoughts of God to you. And at the bottom of that pool, there's a chest that's open to you. It contains golden coins. You can take one of those coins. It contains one of the vast sum of the thoughts that he has about you, intimate thoughts. Just receive that thought. Take that thought within you. Let that thought be a motivating desire of your heart. again, we can just flow up the waterfall, following the river of life. As you're part of it. Now ahead of you is the tree of life. On the water, there's scrolls, which are the leaves that have come off the tree, and they're theirs for you if you would want to take them. But look at the tree, sense the fruit that's there for you, and just take the fruit that's drawing you. As you take it, just eat it. Feel and sense the life that comes from that fruit. The revelation of what that fruit is to you. Just allow it to touch again every part of you. Now we're just going to walk through the tree. You can just walk right through it, following the river. And ahead of you, there is the throne of grace. There, God is sat to welcome you. He lifts you onto his lap, your head. On his breast, you feel his heartbeat. Sense the pleasure of him coming and engaging with you as you've come to engage with him. You've drawn near to him. He's drawing near to you. This is a place of grace and mercy. This is your source of supply at time of need. So whatever the deepest needs you have in your life at this time, just share them with him. Just feel his heart of love, his heart of compassion, grace and mercy which flows to you. Receive it. That grace energizes you to overcome all things. From there, I just sense he wants to take you into the dimension of heaven, onto the heights. To engage with wisdom. He would bring you to wisdom, and she would embrace you, receive you. You feel her call to you as a son of God, her call to you into rulership. As she's around you, you're on the heights where the paths meet, beside the way, beside the doors, with the pillar of wisdom. I just encourage you to look into her eyes. She reveals and has the deep things of God to impart to you. Feel she would release to you a scroll. And that she now would take you by the hand, and she would lead you through a realm to come to the Holy of Holies around the Ark of God's presence. And you can come before him, around his presence with your scroll, that you would begin to find alignment with the four faces of God. As you look into his presence, you see the four faces of God draw you. And his name, the vibrating frequency of his name, the Yod, He, Vav, He, Yod, He, Vav, He. Just allow that frequency, allow you to resonate with it, align yourself with one of the four faces of God, the lion, and the ox, and the eagle, or the man, the lion, the ox, the eagle, the man. Just allow the tablets of your heart to be written on. Allow your affections and your desires and your deepest desires to be aligned with his will for you. The scroll that you've been given, just allow him to take you by the hand again, as Jesus takes you to the scroll room. He takes you where an unveiling of your destiny can begin to touch your spirit. See that scroll unveiled. I as he leads you to it. Now he takes you to the mountain, your mountain, in the realm of the kingdom of God. There's your throne. And he beckons you to sit on your throne. And he places on you the crown of authority. He puts on you the mantle of authority. He releases to you to the scepter of authority. Your crown and your scepter have a color of stones. Your mantle has a color. Just feel invested. He invests you with authority to rule on the mountain of your life. And he encourages you to look and see the mountains that are below. And the seven mountains of your life that you can rule from here with the scroll that you've been given. Now in lordship, he takes you to the court of angels to present your scroll for angelic assignment. Just sense which of the orders of angels will come to you, assigned to your scroll, that can be released to prepare you for destiny. Now we will just lead you back through the dimensions to the garden of your heart to take the testimony of your encounters today and plant it by the river as a seed. So you plant the testimonies of today and you water with the river of life, you command it to grow, and the fruit that grows within the tree becomes the testimony that you can use as the doorway to go back to any of those places to re-engage, to experience again. It also becomes a testimony that you can use to lead other people into their personal encounters. Now we can just step back into this realm. Carrying with us the revelation that's been imparted to us and the experiences that become ours. All right. Okay. Well, How do you get on with that?
There we go.
Yeah.
Really good. That was great. That was a lot of stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Monique will probably have some stuff to share. She has been with us this whole time. Just, you know, and I've sensed this in other encounters and things I've done, but just as we walked through the garden, some of the different dimensions, it was so apparent to me just the, these things are hard to describe, but it's like the thread that just runs through everything of, for instance, you know, I guess I just have to pick something, but the, you know, being at the Tree of Life, for instance, or, and it's just like, you know, and you started talking about, maybe a piece of fruit being highlighted or being drawn to something. It's just like all of a sudden I saw, it was just like a song started emanating from this piece of fruit. It was just strange. It's like I was drawn to it. It was just like, but not literally a song, but a sound or a, you know, so it's so comprehensive and sensory, you know, the whole thing. So, and it was encouraging for me too, because, you know, there'll be times when, you know, I'm doing some of these things on my own, and I still go less and less, but sort of the back and forth, man, did I just make that up, or was that, did that actually happen, or am I just wanting certain things to happen? And it's kind of like, as we went through, it was almost like just a real encouragement from the Lord to me, because I would start moving into something different, and then about a second later, you would start to go there. And so it was kind of like an encouragement to me that, okay, yeah, I'm not just being led through this as in I'm making it up, or I'm just trying to imagine it. It's like I would be moving into something, and then all of a sudden you would start talking about it. And it was just, it was really good for me. It was encouraging for me to kind of experience it that way. Yeah. So, yeah.
And you know, all I try and do really is just open the door, and it people can, you know, some people stay at a place, some people follow along with the journey, but, you know, it really just, it just opens a thing that then people, you can go back, you know, any of those things, you know, I'm not staying too long. We probably stayed longer and had a, because there's only a few of us, and so in a sense, you know, it was a longer activation than I often do. You know, when I do things here, we may just go to one area and spend an hour or half an hour, which gives a much more fuller engagement. And so my encouragement in all these things, you know, just go back. Use the experience as the testimony for the doorway to go back. And then the next time, you know, just go to one place and just spend the fullness of time there. Because you'll just find that it opens up into a greater sense of revelation. But, you know, it's, I love going on those sort of journeys. I try not to be too descriptive, because people have to find it for themselves. That's the key. You know, it's like it's all different. We all see it and perceive it and experience it slightly differently. You know, like, you know, the fruits. I mean, the fruits are great, because some people see colors. Some people, as you say, get fragrances or sounds or just feelings that come off a fruit that says, come and eat me. I'm being drawn to it, you know. So, you know, it's great. You know,
yeah, and I really, yeah, going to the throne of grace, it was, I experienced something a little more, I guess, intense in a part of it, just as I was sitting there, and it was, I just started to feel like I guess I could describe it as a pulse, you know, a pulsing sort of thing, and I sort of, you know, just took notice of it, and as I was sitting there, and I just began to realize it was the heartbeat of the Father, you know, as I was sitting there, heartbeat of God, and I was literally on his chest, and I was just hearing that pulse. It was rather, you know, intense. I haven't quite experienced it in that way before, that in that kind of a sensory way, so it was really neat. And I could even feel it in my own chest, you know. It was just, so, you know, yeah, it's just good stuff. I'm curious, I guess, you know, the stuff getting to the throne and the court of angels and things like that, I mean, would it be appropriate to ask you, like, what were some of the things you were seeing? I'm a little hazy on that stuff.
I thought it was, in some of these things, you know, the pathway of relationship leads us into engaging the pathway that eventually leads to responsibility and rulership. And so, you know, when we sort of engage with wisdom, and wisdom begins to prepare us for rulership, because, you know, it says in Proverbs 8 that she's there to help kings rule, princes rule, and nobles rule. So there's different levels of rulership and different levels of authority that we have. And so she often has taken me to some of the courts. And so when I get a scroll now, and I usually then follow the pathways that she's taken me to. And so when it's something to do with a specific mandate to do something, then I would then go and take that to the court of war, the strategy room there. And there's a table there that I place it on. And often, you know, those that are around it, we sort of just sit there. And almost like what comes to me is just strategy. It's almost like, hey, this is how you do some of what's on this scroll sort of thing. And it's almost like then I take that where that gives revelation. So sometimes I might go to my throne on the mountain and I might declare things of the strategy, or I might call things into being. I might do something prophetically there, use the authority to do something, or I might go to the court of angels. You know, and I found the court of angels, again, they want to be involved with the strategies that our scrolls represent. So they assign, they're there waiting for assignments. And so, you know, I did this yesterday morning. I went to that pool that we went to in the Garden of God yesterday. And it's a place, I've not really taken people there before. I took people yesterday and today with you, but it's a place where I've received revelation, and where the thoughts of God are so precious. And yesterday I was given a thought of God, and it was like, but what it felt like this time was, actually, this is just not just a thought, this is actually a mandate for who you are and what you're called to do in this area. So I immediately took that thought as a scroll, and I went to the strategy room, and I said, okay, how do I do this? And some strategy came, and it was in the form of a picture. And it took me to another place, and it took me back to the Garden of God, and I was, because it was about being, you know, rather than doing something, the whole key was about being something, being. And so I took it back to the Garden of God, and I just lay down, and he said, look up. You know, often I'm looking at him, or, you know, but he said, look up. And I saw in the stars, I saw this constellation form. And, you know, I think, okay. And it was the constellation of an eagle, which tied into the strategy that was on this scroll. Because the scroll was about, you know, opening blinded eyes and removing scales from people's eyes. So I thought, okay, how do I do that? You know, and obviously I can pray for people here and we do ministry, but I knew it was more than that. And so I saw this constellation of the eagle, and I thought, I know there's a constellation of the lion, I know there's a constellation of the bull, the ox, you know, Taurus, and those things. Actually, I've never seen an eagle, but it's like, okay, it was there. And so I went back to the scroll, and I took it back into the court of angels, and two categories of angels came, and the first category said, okay, we're going to open heaven over people's lives so that they can be taken up on the wings of eagles and they can go and soar into the realms of heaven. And when you take them into the heights of heaven, the scales will fall off their eyes. And one of the other categories of angels says, and we are going to come around them, around their hearts, and we will draw them and draw the desires of their hearts. I thought, okay, this is really cool. And so then in the afternoon, when I was leading an exercise and, you know, we went on a similar sort of journey, and we got to the point of the of I was going to take them out the waterfall, out of the garden of God, and I thought, no, I need to take them to that pool. I really need to take them to that pool. And so we went. They went. We sort of went down, and people sort of took some of the gold coins, and they began to get some of the thoughts of God. And afterwards, when I got some of the testimonies of what they had experienced, several of them felt that they were lifted up like on the wings of eagles, and they were taken up, and their eyes were opened to something new in the realm of the kingdom. So I thought, hey, so in one day, it's like, you know, I get this thought of God, which becomes a scroll, and I get some assignment for it, and then in the afternoon, people experience it. Hey, that's a good deal.
It's one of those times you're almost like, well, this is a little too easy.
I think it's like, that's what I do now with those sort of things. When I get a revelation, or I get a scroll, or a thought, it's like, I'm going to go and I'm going to see how this outworks. You know, I'm really going to work it, and to actually see this is not just something that has no actual outworking. Actually, there's things that you can do, you know, and those are things that, you know, like you're given. You know, there are other scrolls that, you know, require judicial authorization. You know, so when you get a scroll, often wisdom gives you a scroll or something. Sometimes you need the Court of Chancellors to authorize it, and they give you some insight into there in terms of the authorization. But often when there are things that are like yours, you know, they're yours, it's like you can go and you administer them because you're operating lordship. You know, sort of the kingship dimension does, you know, you operate slightly differently there at times with different courts, but you know, sometimes you can get involved with the Court of the Upright and the Men in White Linen, and some of them times they can be assigned to be advisors to us. You know, that they've been through a lot of stuff, and they can help us not make some of the same mistakes in some of the things. But yeah, but you see, once you activate the pathways more and more, then they become yours, and then you can access them at will. You know, I don't need to go on a journey, although sometimes I like going on a journey because it's fun just to follow along. But, you know, I can just access any of those places, you know, the Tree of Life or the River Throne of Grace, or just by engaging in thought and going there now, because I've been there so much and it's now just a part of me that's, you know, it's my personal experience and part of my life. So that just opens the access. So the more we re-engage, the easier it becomes to just step in, you know. You know, which is great. You know, it's there's no right or wrong in any of it. It's just how God wants us to engage in it. And so the symbolism or the different encounters that we get are all different according to our uniqueness and how God is wanting us to engage and reveal things to us. You know, so you know, when you shared your experience of, you know, being on the throne of grace and feeling the heartbeat of God, you know, it's just like it becomes your experience. You know, that heartbeat was beating in you and beating in him, and you know, it's great. You know, I just love hearing testimony really of just how the engagements go, and you know, then you treasure those things, and then they become the doorway to the future, really, and in terms of engagement. So yeah, it's good.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, and actually in that space, kind of being there on the throne of grace, I also realized in a deeper way that, you know, in earlier on in our encounter and what we were doing, you know, just asking the Father about some things and talking to him about things I wanted to happen in my heart. And it just really hit home as I was sitting there that just the act of being on his breast, on his heart, is going to change mine.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's a transformation. It's not, you know, I think my bent tends to be more on the intellectual side and, you know, working this thing out. Let's reason this out. Let's figure out how this is going to go. And just the simplicity, and this usually happens for me when I go in, kind of as you described, the relational pathways. It's just this resettling of it's not, not so much about figuring it out, it's just being there, you know, and allowing him in that atmosphere to do what he's going to do, and the transformation happens there, and then you can work it out from that point.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's really been good for me to realize I don't have to so much work my way into it. There will be an outworking, but as far as working into it, it's just being there.
Yeah, I think that is a really important thing for a lot of people. You know, what happens when we go there is not instantly necessarily understood, but when we come out of it, we come out carrying something that we didn't have before. And whether that's, you know, programmed now into our genetic material with the light of God, and whether it's something that's our hearts will begin to be drawn, and desires of our heart will be drawn to things that are now aligning with the things of heaven where we've been. Yeah, being there, you know, it's all about being there, really. You know, we're human beings and not human doings. And so often we do things to try and be where we need to be so that we can do. And so everything then flows out of the things that happen there. You know, I very rarely even try and analyze what it is unless there's some sort of special revelation or there's a scroll or a particular thought that comes. Any of the things where I'm just engaging, I'm just receiving, and I expect that that will change me in some way. So, yeah, it is a key just to relax and allow each of the places and each of the things just to have their way. And, you know, particularly, like, you know, this is the source of our life. You know, we have access to the river of life. I mean, we've got access to the tree of life. It's like, that's our source. You know, I think in the past, you know, we've just seen it as things that are in the Bible that, well, yeah, we know they're in there, but actually, no, that is our living source of life. You know, and as we receive that, it then begins to flow out of us. You know, it flows out of the gateways of our spirit to touch our soul, and through our soul, out through our body around us, so that it actually begins to change the atmosphere, because it's flowing from heaven to bring heaven on earth around us. So the whole atmosphere around our lives that we are connected to, it's empowered and flowing out of this source. You know, we always knew that it's supposed to be rivers of living water. They're supposed to be flowing from our innermost being. It's just that river is connected to heaven, and it is flowing, and we need to just let it around us. And see that it's creating and changing atmospheres. So where we go, we're carrying that source and the power of that source and the life of that source to touch other people's lives, to engage with people in a way which will just be multiplied in its effect as we go forward. You know, so these sort of things just, they're part of us so that we can just look to really to release them around us and through us as well. You know, there's stuff, yes, we need to do in heaven in terms of rulership, but actually we still have to be manifesting on heaven on earth as a gateway, as a gate, our life being a gate of heaven. You know, as the house of God, we're also the gate of heaven. And, you know, it's great to see it just outworking and flowing out. So, yeah, I would encourage you in that, definitely. Okay.
Yeah.
I think Tariq has joined us, I think. Hi, Tariq. Okay. Well, it's nice to see you anyway. Okay. Is there anything else you wanna ask or talk about? We've got a few more minutes.
You have anything, Bobby? No? Okay. You know, you may or may not want to do this. I just thought it would seem kind of fun because we haven't been in church in a while. Really over a couple of years, and I do believe it's a God thing. I'm not against church by any means, but Would you have any problem? Yeah, I heard you on one hangout. You were kind of describing a couple people, some of the angelic you were seeing around them. You know, some different things like that, or getting a little more in a prophetic flow. I mean, nothing heavy, but it'd be kind of fun just to see what you, if you're game for that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I need to switch that on. I can do it. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you have. Yeah, I can see a couple of the angels that are around you right now. You have an angel on your right that is very beautiful in form, carrying a sense of deep intimacy. I can see that angel is has been assigned to you because of the sensitivity of your heart, and God's desire in your engagement with that angel is to let the sensitivity of your heart be increased. And she carries an orange sash, and the sensitivity to your heart leads you into wisdom. And you know, you're a man who God wants to use with wisdom, and to engage in wisdom. And there's something, I mean, just looking, she has deep blue eyes, and real they sort of have, they're like pools, and I think some of what your angels look like represent God's desire and how you really are, and I think you're a deep pool, and you know there's stuff deep within you that God is going to release from you, and the angel on the other side is a warrior angel, and you know he has a golden sword. Is quite large. Has got a blue sash, and it carries the spirit of might. That along with the sensitivity that you also have a strength of character and a strength that keeps you to overcome. It enables you to overcome, and that angel you know carries that blue sash. You know, you have the spirit of might that's also with you, and you know you've been given a sword, and so you can use that sword, and that sword brings and releases justice. You have a sense where there's a justice which will, you want to see things right, you want to see things in righteousness and justice, and you know that sword is part of your weaponry. Yeah, and you can wield that with great might and great authority, and you know as you embrace some of the authority that you've been given within the realms of heaven, it is going to be bringing judgment in a right sense and calling people to align with what God is saying, and I think some of the things you'll be saying, people will be challenged to be called into alignment with it. And so that's yeah some of the things that I could just see around you right now, you know. But yeah.
Okay, that's fun. Thank you. Some of that very confirming too. So that's good. I appreciate that. Okay. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Well, I better.